Podcast. Yeah. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm your co-host Kyle, and I'm here with
Coin Toss Man.
The Coin Flip Man.
Oh. Toss.
Okay, Coin Toss Man. You got it, buddy.
Season 2.
We're halfway. This is
what? Half? But there's only 4 seasons?
No, through season 2.
Oh, see, oh, okay.
It's a weird time for you to announce it.
Sorry.
Everyone just thought we were still doing season 1.
No, nope, they're all wrong.
Those poor saps.
Yep, they're just like hanging off a tree. A bunch of juice there.
They're halfway up it.
Drying up. Yeah, halfway up, they're saps.
They're tree sap. They're going to make some syrup.
Yeah, and next thing you know, they catch a mosquito, becomes ambergris, and they turn into dinosaurs.
And you got a Jurassic Park's on your hands.
Yep. What are you going to do?
I guess, call us an exterminator.
Oh, an exterminator. Oh. That's an awkward encounter.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to be talking about today. Because exterminators have an awkward encounter with insects.
Yeah. And they do.
Just like laying in a shoebox.
Oh, and speaking of shoeboxes... It looks like you could use some more shoeboxes, but you better hurry up because we only got 5 left.
Only 5 left?
I know. It's an amazing deal. 2 payments of 85 cents will get you half of a shoebox. Now, if you call right at this moment.
Oh, my God. What's the number I have to call?
It is, 521-523-8782. Nope.
872. No,
3872.
Infinity.
Sideways infinity. Yeah.
Sideways infinity. 8.
That's a so a standard 8.
And that is what our other topic is.
Yeah, it's home shopping floppers. And we're going to be shopping for homes and, you know.
What?
Yeah. Well, home shopping network. We're going to be in your home. You're not going to know we're there, but when you flip the channel, you'll find us.
And we're shopping for networks. We are big business tycoons, and we're looking for networks to buy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we established that already. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We're big.
We are way big.
Yeah.
We're as big as, like...
Statue of Liberty. Yeah, so we're coming up big time here. Everything's coming up
big.
Snake eyes.
Oh.
Snake guys.
Snake guys. Yeah. There are 2 snake guys.
That's an awkward encounter.
Like a Medusa type encounter.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about either awkward encounters or home shopping network. And what you guys... Oh, the clap caught me off guard. But it always catches you off guard. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. On guard. Let's go. Right now.
So.
Awkward encounter.
That was a draw. Damn thing.
A light switch?
It's pizza hut all over again. Hit my head off the fucking back of your wall. Yeah. We gotta soundproof that portion.
Yeah. I mean, we should have really put a pad there. Your chair just keeps scooching closer and closer. Here in the middle of the episode. All right, fine.
I gotta save my cranium, Kyle.
Jeez.
That's where all my noodle thoughts come from.
Respect for my walls.
I'm trying. They're just too beige and
beige, blending in with the other beige. God, if there weren't enough beige in this room already, we put mattress pieces all over the place.
Are those beige? They're cream colored.
Yeah, that's true.
Off white.
All right, I'm gonna have to paint my walls. All right, everybody, hold on. Just let me go grab some paint.
Yeah, well, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, so now we're back with the off-white egg-shaped walls.
Yep.
Egg-shaped.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an egg-shaped house. It's an adobo house. Adobo.
Adobe?
Adobe, yeah.
What?
Adobo paste.
What?
Adobe house.
Mayonnaise?
No, that's aioli. Adobo? That's neither of them.
Ancho chilies.
Okay, adobos are a pepper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adobe is the clay.
Chipotle peppers. Chipotle.
And adobe is like a clay or masonry material.
What?
Adobe?
You think about terracotta.
No, because people lived in adobe houses.
Adobe?
I thought.
I don't know.
We're going to have to Google
that's
it.
A program right. I use at work. Yeah. Anyways.
I thought that's why they were named that.
And if you want to get your hands on this.
Like Clay Aiken is named that because. No, I'm just.
Clay Aiken.
Because he was clayed. He was molded into an American Idol.
Was he the first American Idol?
I don't know. You can't worship him, though. Otherwise, you're going to hell.
Anyways, we got to flip this fucking coin. So, what we got to do here is we're going to choose between Awkward Encounters or Home Shopping Network. So,
tell us about our coin
we're flipping. The coin we're flipping today.
Oh, God.
Is
that grin on your face.
I know. It's so, we're flipping one gold American dollar.
Oh, okay.
And if you know anything about a gold American dollar, the head of it is Sacagawea. And what an awkward encounter that must have been when they're like, hey, we're here to take all your land. Will you guide us to the rest of your land so yeah. we can take it?
Yeah, I don't know about this place. I just purchased it. Can you guide me through this?
So, Sacagawea.
Like oldie times Alexa.
God.
Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, I said the words. Yeah. Okay.
You got your Alexa to go.
Yeah. Oh, you did it again.
Explode! Didn't work. Anyways, so we have Sacagawea on the front. That is Awkward Encounters. And then on the back, we have a soaring bald eagle for the Home Shopping Network. Because people want you to buy into the idea of America being an eagle.
Or regrowing your hair. Because they're bald.
Like Bosley or whatever?
Bossel. Yeah.
What?
Dyson.
Bossel, no.
Still Dyson.
Bosley. Or Rogaine.
Or the shark. They're the ones who do the infomercials.
Or
look at this. Sucks up marbles.
That's what? How do you get the that shark. Out of an eagle?
The shark. Hair growth. Dyson. We've made some leaps.
There's a big leap there. Much like the leap of an eagle.
Yeah.
So, Home Shopping Network is the eagle. Awkward Encounters is stealing America from the Native Americans.
Again.
Multiple times. And so we're going to flip this coin.
Play that card.
You want to just get into it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. And we have Home Shopping Networks.
Oh, boy. Do you want to just jump right into something? Do you want to do team duo, dynamic duo first?
Let's do caller first.
A caller first. All right. Am I going first?
Yeah, you introduce the product. I'll be the caller.
All right.
You just introduce when you have a caller.
Okay. Shit.
You're selling hair care products.
Okay, I'm selling hair care products. Make your hair look fabulous with the new Dynamic Chia Grow. You can come up with all kinds of... Just put these seeds in your gorgeous locks that are really lackluster. And soon they'll be blustering with all sorts of follicles. You won't know what to do with them. Your kids will have a blast. Tug away, little toddy. And we have a caller lined up. I guess somebody was... has purchased this product before. Hello, miss, do I have you on the line?
You do. You have me on the line.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Hook, line, and sinker. Am I right, folks? This is a wonderful product, right?
I do. I love this product. And I got to tell you, the best, favoritest thing about this product is if you order this product, somebody will actually come to your house.
Yeah,
and you'll have a conversation with them.
Yeah,
I just love the fact that
the wonders of the postal system, right?
Yeah, and it's been years since I've talked to another person.
That's fantastic. I keep trying to push people away, right? You can't beat them off with a stick. Now, you use the product, right? And you enjoyed your hair growth.
Well, I used it on a I thought it was a jam at first, so I put it on my bread, and I got this horrible itching on my tongue. Okay. But it's okay, because the doctor says it'll subside in about probably 3 weeks. He's not sure. He's never seen it before. But so I'm calling again. I'd actually like to place another order.
You're going to use it appropriately this time, though, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not sure what it's for, but I just, that nice young man who came by was so sweet. He said, here's your package, and he wanted my autograph, which was so, I was just awestruck. And so, maybe this time I'll use it to, aloe vera?
I got to caution you. I didn't get your name. Was it? Penny.
Cecilia.
Cecilia Penny's. Penny. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cecilia Penny, I got to tell you, you really need to not ingest this product. It's for external uses only.
I just rubbed some on my toes.
I realize that, but these are, I realize that chia seeds are edible,
but you keep selling it to me? I just want another nice young man to come. You need to use this for your intended purpose.
I'm sorry, there's a door. Are you going through a bridge?
I gotta go. Oh.
Okay. All right, bye, Cecilia Penny's. That was another lovely customer for our hair care product. And just remember that you don't ingest this, and it's supposed to give you gorgeous locks of hair. All right. We're moving on to the next thing?
Sure. My turn.
Yeah.
Newbie callers.
Yeah. Do you have a subject?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody who's watching right now, you guys don't even realize that this blender is not only a blender. So let me show you what my Butler blender can do for you. So you guys have these overdue electric bills. Maybe you've got some credit cards that are out of date, and you really want to shred them, but you don't want to spend all this money on a shredder. Who needs a shredder? What's a shredder going to do for you? What you need is my Magic Butler Blender. And so what you can do, not only can you blend your own favorite foods, you can make hummus, you can make patchouli salad, you can make tomato salad, you could make shrimp escargot. You can make anything you want. You could even make a pesto. You can make a magic sauce. Doesn't matter. With my Magic Butler Blender, you can also help destroy your personal information. You can just throw it all in the blender, and it'll get torn to shreds, to ribbons. And you don't even have to clean it afterwards, because the paper is actually helpful for your body. Oh, I'm getting a signal now from our producers. We have a very satisfied customer on the line. At least that's what he tells me, Bob. So let's pick up the call right now. I have Sally. Sally, hey, yes. Susan, yes. From...
Sally Susan here.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
I'm very good. Living from the Sullivan Valley.
Oh, yes. I hear the weather's great out there.
Yeah. Never a rainy day. Hardly ever see it. It's so great. Oh, I just tan and tan and tan.
Oh, well, Sally, why don't you tell me what you love about my Magic Butler Blender?
My Magic Butler Blender is a miracle. My ex-husband, God rest his soul, he up and vanished one day.
Oh.
And it was just roughly a few days after my Magic Butler Blender showed up, and I was just so glad because I had something to replace him. And it was...
So, what's your favorite? You make shakes with it?
Sally? I don't use it too much anymore. It's just kind of collecting dust.
Oh.
But...
So, it was more... It's
there when you need it most. Let me just say that. No, I just tan all day.
Oh, that's great.
Baking away in the glorious sun.
Sally from the Sandusky Valley... wherever you were. Sorry about that.
Susan Dusky.
Sally Susan from Dusky Valley. Okay. Thank you, Sally. I'm glad you enjoyed our product.
I still have many praises to give you.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's about our blender?
It's more about you. You're very handsome. I don't know if you knew this.
Well, folks, every once in a while, you do receive compliments on Home Shopping Network. Bring it on, Sally. Okay. Let me just live off this.
I respect you and your courage every day coming out here selling these blenders with that 14-foot beard.
It's hard not to trip on.
Yeah, I'd just be so concerned for you every time you start that thing up and it starts whirling.
Yeah, sometimes it turns into a 7-foot blender. Am I right?
Yeah.
7-foot beard.
Yeah. Blender beard. Oh, you should weave some blades in there. You'd be a mighty warrior.
You know, and Sally, actually, if you don't mind me cutting you off, I got to put you off on hold. This is the new attachment, Sally. Is one of the rare recipients of our preferred customers provided with the haircut attachment for my Magic Butler Blender. So now, not only can you shred up your unwanted documents, make your favorite protein shake, you can also, oh my God, this is so amazing, you can cut your hair like a hairstylist pro. And that is why we are sending this Magic Butler Blender to 20 people. 20 people right now that call right now. You order the full package.
You mean 19 because I'm one, right? I'm still on.
Well,
I'm
you were part of.
Come on, I still get one.
No,
I get an extra one. You
received one.
I need two. I have a lot of hair.
Okay.
I mean one.
If Sally will get off the line right now, I'll send her one personally.
Can I stay on the line and keep my extra one?
Okay. You know what? Right. Cut, Bob. Bob, cut this off.
Okay. It's just me now selling the magic. Buy the Magic Butler Blender. It will change your life. Butler Blender, never been better. Mix it up with your personal documents and cheddar. Next thing you know, you're cutting your hair. Magic Butler Blender will be there.
To destroy the evidence.
Yeah, we never really touched back on that.
Well, I'm on live TV. I'm just trying to get away from that.
You distracted me very well.
Thank you. Okay. You want to do two more of those?
Yeah, we can probably fit a lot of those in. Jeez. Yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
All right. Hi, my name is Vic, and I don't have a last name because we're on first name basis, buddy. And I'm here to sell you. You at home listening, the Presto Espresso. Oh, the best espresso you've ever had. Run water through those hot little beans and get your nice bean juice in one convenient cup. All you could ever want. The Presto Espresso is here to answer your dreams and scare away those nightmares. Wake you up. You'll be feeling full of energy. You'll be lively as a coconut. You'll be scurrying like a rodent across the freeway. You'll never know sadness with the Presto Espresso. Ah, yes. Deputy Director Philip, I understand we have a caller on the line for Vic.
Hi, Vic.
Yeah, that's
Vic.
Me.
Vic.
That. Don't wear it out,
Vic!
Buddy.
Oh, I have had. Your espresso. Hold on.
You need to calm down, friend. You need to express yourself.
I just did my taxes in under 3 seconds.
Oh my god,
Vic! I gotta tell you about this espresso machine. It is amazing. I've never felt hot water run through beans so hard in my life. I've never ingested something so pure, so strong. So
preach it, friend.
I'm just reaching this new peak. That's a.
Give me your address, buddy. Tell me, where do you live?
22
Espresso.
Vic.
Get a doctor to 22 Espresso, Vic, right away. We have somebody failing. He needs a heart transplant. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God. I just got another espresso. Okay, Vic. I only got a few minutes to talk. So I just want to endorse the product. I want to tell you when you got to buy it. Buy it right now. It's great. It's wonderful. Just get as many beans as you can and run the water through them. Just
get those magic beans, Phil. God rest his soul, he's a valued customer. Let me tell you, that every one of you is a little miracle baby waiting for your magic bean water. You gotta get some right away. And even if you can't ingest magic bean water, we got something for you. Because now, for the very first time, we are selling the Pesto Espresso. Chop up those little green bits into tiny little watery molecules. Break down the fiber of their beans. Those little bean bits will become toasted and nice and coat your spaghetti or pasta, whatever the fuck you want. Put it in a cup and slurp it up along with your espresso. Spread it on your toast. Spread it on your toes if you're into that. I don't know you personally. You could whip it up into a nice frenzy. Feed it to the fishes. Oh. Oh, God, I hope to somebody gets to, what the hell, 72 Vic Pesto Espresso Lane. Oh, can't lose another customer this way. All right. Okay. I think that was pretty extreme.
That was me. I had a heart attack. I just did my taxes in 3 seconds.
I hope it was accurate. You're just leaving money on the table.
Yeah. That doesn't matter when you got a Pesto Espresso.
Pesto is Put it on your toes.
Vic.
That's my name. Don't wear it out, friend.
I'm at 22. Nick. Pesto Espresso Lane.
Oh, man.
That was intense. It's got a at least like warmed up 22 degrees from all that yelling.
I'm really hot now.
And hot now podcast.
Hot now podcast. This is hot, hot, hot.
Get your hands on it. Hot. I smell your little bean water.
Yeah. All you magic angel babies, whatever you fucking say.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just going.
Do another one or do another
Let's do another one. We got to make it even, unless you want to do a duo.
We'll make it even.
Okay.
Hello there, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to another Home Shopping Network of My Book Buddy. As many of you are aware, the Book Buddy is more than just something that catalogs all of your favorite literature and holds all your precious memories as a diary / journal. The My Book Buddy does much, much more. The My Book Buddy is a companion for you throughout your life, your trials, your tribulations, and your endeavors. You can use the Book Buddy for anything you see fit, whether it's a homemade recipe, or the best mortar you've ever used to build a house. The Book Buddy is for everyone, not just for the well-read individuals of our society, but the hobos who want to catalog the number of dogs they saw that day. Anybody can use the Book Buddy, and for two low, low payments of $300, the Book Buddy can be yours. Oh, I see we have a caller on the line. This is John. That's all I have is a first name, John.
Yeah, my name is John. John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Can you tell us how the Book Buddy has made your life better?
I gotta be honest, from here in prison, things aren't looking so good for John. It's been a rough life.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you documented everything in your book, buddy.
Yeah,
about your rough life, John.
Let me tell you, the Book Buddy has been a lifesaver since I got out. You know, it's all the different ways to catalog things, all the different typefaces. It makes it so goddamn easy to write ransom notes. I can do that. I want a giant T. No, I want a little T.
The Book Buddy is advertised as for everybody.
I am a buddy.
I do. I guess we have to endorse. We do endorse ransom letters.
I'd say not so. Our
preferred. Usage, but the Book Buddy.
I think you gotta check your email, buddy. If you look closely, you got a message from John9. There was one before me, but I think you got a nice little love letter there.
Okay, here. I'll just check my Book Buddy. Dear Pamela, if you ever want to see your Book Buddy 2.0 again. Book Buddy 2.0.
That's right.
John. You know, John. I can't continue to read this.
John.
Sorry, John. But what John.
You keep leaving
John,
off my extra John.
John right has just exposed to our audience. Could you cut him off the line, please? Or just
please don't cut me. Hang on,
just
wait
mute
a
him for a minute. Okay, let's thank you.
Producer, check your mind.
So what John has just exposed is that we have a Book Buddy 2.0. And it has only been provided for select members of the Book Buddy Club. And, well, I guess I just have to pitch that now. So who isn't interested in the Book Buddy 2.0 that can provide you with not only the most expansive and visually appeasing ransom notes, it can also make death threats. It can also hold hostages. This is a completely animatronic book buddy. And John has been utilizing this feature, it appears, for quite a while. Let's unmute him, please.
You motherfucker! It's John! For the last time, you butchered my name every time you fuck.
I'm so sorry about that. Oh, it's, blame the book, buddy.
I blame you! And you are gonna get the full extent of my wrath. Here's another letter from John. How many? Four, at least. There's at least four. John.
Oh, okay. Here, I'm receiving a letter from John.
That's too many.
Oh,
John.
Minus one. Nodge. Nodge.
Fuck.
Minus two. Okay. Nodge.
John. It's not that hard to remember. John.
Okay, well, I think this is a perfect place to cap our home shopping.
Oh, network. Fucking so, cap you!
Until next time, thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for all of you who believe in the book, buddy.
You fuck, you were doing that intentionally.
I was.
Shortening my name by one John.
Whose name is John?
It's John. You know, you oh, add John, an extra John. One. Damn you.
I can't keep track.
It's John. It's not that hard.
I couldn't remember Harry Clumps. Henry Clumps.
Rodney Clumps.
Still can't remember it. God damn it.
It's not that hard to remember John.
This is like your goddamn 88888. You can remember it for some goddamn reason, but I can't remember it for the life of me.
I'm a John Vaughn.
John Vaughn Savant.
John Avanting around.
I'm a John Savant.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. So now we move
that
on
got
to...
really intense.
Yeah. Well, no, not as intense as...
Yeah, that's true. Somebody died on the...
the man, espresso.
I don't want to take mine to dark places. I fucking killed my husband or some shit.
Yeah, you have been
writing ransom notes. What am I supposed to do with a book, buddy?
I don't write your buddy about a book.
I guess I could have like bookmarked all my Playboys.
You could have fucked your book, buddy.
I thought about that, but I was like, I always thought about doing it as a kid, and I was like, probably can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's probably bad.
Yeah, that's probably a bad influence. We shouldn't do that. I really hope there's no kids listening to this.
Yeah, how do we rate this?
Explicit.
Well, I know, but does that stop anyone, or is that just like...
It, does anything stop anyone?
Hmm. Tariffs.
Put a tariffs threats on of the nuclear youth. War. Oh,
yeah. We'll put tariffs on the youth.
If you listen to this podcast and you're under the age of 18, you will witness the likes of hell that have been only seen by very few people on this planet, none of which have been alive to tell about it after witnessing it. Therefore, they do not even know themselves.
Okay, so do you want to do telemarketing? Or not telemarketing, sorry.
Yeah, you're switching topics on me.
Let's, yeah, sorry, we're going to
do... Free Willy!
Home Shopping Network Duo, or Home Shopping Network with Angry Producer.
I think Duo sounds better.
Okay, let's do
that. I mean,
that.
I don't know how we do Angry... Well, yeah, I guess it'd just be cut off pretty much.
Yeah.
And here's a glass candle.
You got it.
Okay.
You go. We're doing producer. Okay. Angry Producer. You already started.
Here's a glass candle. You can... It looks like it's on fire, you can hold it. Look at the glass can. Oh, just look at... Let me put it under my shirt.
No, don't hide the...
Oh.
Okay. Stop. Oh, you're hiding our product. You got to bring it out.
I was demonstrating.
Nope.
It looks like my belly's on fire.
Okay. That's fine. Just pull it out after. Okay.
Just pull it out. Okay. Wow. Wasn't that fun?
Tell him about the collar. So he's going to activate the collar.
I have a nice collar here.
Yes.
It's on my
tell
shirt.
Them to call
you can,
for the price.
Somebody's on the line. And I think...
he needs to push the product. Push the product.
I got to... Okay, sorry. Hang on. My producer's telling me to push the product. Did I do it right?
Okay, the main focus is that our glass candle holders were not easily breakable. You push the product.
push the product, as in sell it
already.
Sell it. You got to sell. Listen.
Can I get a spare one?
Okay, you have a whole table full of them.
Well, but those are the displays. Right.
Jesus.
Ruined. They worked hard to set that up.
Okay, nice. just take calls and sell candle holders.
Caller number one, you're on the line.
Hi, I was actually interested in some candle holders that you had for sale.
Oh no, these are glass candles. Bye. Caller number two, you're on the
line. I thought you were pretty rude to that first call. I'm looking to buy some of the items that you have for sale. What's the price?
Display models.
What's the price?
Yeah, the price is if you call now.
I'm calling now.
A low price. Of 48 payments.
48 payments
of $292.
Can you display it again? I gotta take a closer look.
Let me take another.
Break that easily? Here's another one. Are they that hard to handle?
I'm just very strong, man. Let me hold a candle for you.
Okay, I'm not interested anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Tell him to stop doing his improv bit. Okay, just sell the
candles. Sell the candles. I can do it. Okay.
Don't tell him to do that on the air.
Don't do that on the air.
No, that's sorry. Stop. Hang on. Set the candles.
Okay.
Take another call.
Hello. Caller number three. It's your lucky magic day.
Oh, do I get a special discount?
No, but you get to talk to me.
I just wanted the candle holder.
I'll take your order personally.
I get two of the violet, three of the orange, two of the royal blue. I want not 23 orange. Two of the violet.
Two to violet.
Two of the violet.
Two's violet.
Three of the orange.
Of the orange.
Two of the royal blue.
Two blue.
Do you guys sell candles too?
They're glass. Candles.
Scented or unscented?
They are scented like glass, I suppose.
You don't have. Never mind. I'll take three of the aquamaroon, two of the parish, and three of the Rubson Royal.
Three.
Two of the maroon red, and six of the Mountain Majesty.
Okay, that totals up to 786 payments of $292. How would you like that charged in one lump sum? Or are you going to be ordering monthly?
I just wanted to do a prank call, so fuck off.
My hand, it's all written on. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Why is he using his hand?
You guys didn't carry any paper.
You don't have to take the orders.
Okay.
Just show the product. Do the showcase. Okay. Do the showcase.
Da, da, la, da, da, da.
Okay.
Glass candles, can't they do nothing better than a candle can?
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
Jesus.
What's the part where you're like... You're like, no, these are candle holders. Bye.
You asked for candle holders, and I'm like, no, these are glass candles. Bye.
That was so funny. It almost killed me. No, these are glass candles. Bye. So I can hang up on.
You said I was being bad. 782 payments.
Oh God,
man! Well, that was it's even hotter now. Just keeps getting hotter. Yeah. These goddamn glass candles. I just keep breaking them.
Okay, your turn.
It's what do you?
Oh yeah, okay. welcome down to the showroom. At the showroom, what we have for you in store is a bunch of hot cakes. These cakes aren't lukewarm, they're not cold, they're hot, 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 hot. So you better come and grab the hot cakes because they're hot for sale.
Okay, you're trying to sell something that makes the hot cakes, right?
These are so these hot cakes are made hot by the hot press, and this is so you want to come call grab yourself one of these jalapeno presses. Then they make the hot cakes real hot. It's not spice hot.
Try not to stammer so much.
You would think that something called jalapeno would make them spicy, but these hot cakes are not spicy. That's a jalapeno press. The press that presses the pancakes is not spicy. It makes them hot. That's why they're hot cakes. They're not even pancakes. They're hot cakes, not flapjacks.
Show the product
not, oh, here you see the dual handle wielding action. You can flip with two hands at once. That sounds confusing. You cross your arms. Next thing you know, you're playing hopscotch. But just don't even worry about it, because this is the jalapeno press. It can make a double-sided two tundra press shaped inside the
clamp.
And has these stainless steel hinges that you are so interested in. Look at the stainlessness. The best way to press your hotcakes is with the clamp feature. So what you do is, it's not a clamp like you find in the ocean, or not even one that may have a pearl. But when you do, you will see the pearl of a hot jalapeno pressed pancake. And so you've got this pancake, and you're like, what do I do from there? Maybe you go find some of your favorite Sweeter Syrup Brothers syrup. And that's why
we gotta stick to the product.
We didn't partner with Sweeter's. This is the... So look at the stainless steel hinges on this clamp.
The hinges are not the highlight.
Oh, the clamping feature?
Yes.
Is the, so we've got this hot clam, and the hot clam makes the jalapeno, and you gotta close it. But, I am so tired of working all day, and I've come home for dinner, and I've got to clam these hot cakes. I don't want spicy jalapeno cakes, but I want the jalapeno hot cakes clammed.
Let's get him some colors, okay?
And look at the colors that we have here. Thank you for rolling these out, Gabe. We've got different color. This is also a different color.
There's people on the line, David.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry for all the people waiting online for the... this one's green. And this one's silver. Dave. The silver is much like the stainless steel hinges on this clamp. And
there's people on the line here.
People on the line. Okay, let's take a caller. Caller number one.
Hi, I was looking to get these nice hinges you were selling from
George. Not selling the hinges. The producer is very clear. Goodbye. Caller number two.
Hey, yeah,
click. Caller number three. I didn't like his voice.
Hello, this is Vic. I was very enticed by your jalapeno press.
Oh, hi, Vic.
Hi, I'm coming from a neighboring place where we sell Presto Espresso. Yeah, right next door. I'm waving at you. See me?
Oh my God! Vic. God. Hey, that's Vic from the espresso place.
Hey, I'm so glad I got to talk to you today, because I'm Vic and I'm your buddy. So I just want to say to all those people out there, change a channel over to 32.
Hey, are you going to buy a jalapeno press or not?
Yes, you're my buddy.
Are you going
to buy change a channel to 32?
Get up, Vic,
for you.
Okay. Look at these stainless steel hinges. These won't get greased up. You don't even got to worry about bits of your hot cake flip-flops coming in there. You just got to turn it over. Dual hand action.
Enough with the goddamn hinges, Dave.
Sorry. Okay, caller number four. You're on the line. You'll take 40? He's gonna take. Listen to that, audience. These things are selling like flapjacks. You gotta get them quick because they're cold pancakes. Thank you for calling and ordering your 40. Click. So, we have sold all out of our turd colored hotcake pressed jalapenos to Mr. Mutterers McKenzie over there. And if anybody wants more of these stainless steel hinges that will never rust, they'll never grease up, all you got to do is call 1-800-ESPRESSO. No! Not espresso. Not espresso.
God, that was damn it, Dave. God, I was so impressed because you sold 40 on one call.
Just get out of my head!
Well, I think that brings us to our conclusion. The hinges, Yuki.
Look at these hinges.
Isn't that the most impressive part of a pancake press?
I guess so.
That's what everything hinges on, Kyle.
You just crisscross them.
You think you're crossing your arms and it seems weird, but it's not.
Turd colored ones. Turd
colored. Mutters McKenzie. I didn't like that guy's voice. Hey, this is Vic. Just change the channel. Man, what a likable character Vic was, though.
I know.
He's gold. We gotta save him for a future episode.
Yeah, he goes by first names. No last names here.
Hi, it's me, Vic.
This is the Presto Espresso.
Man, I instantly wanted to buy everything from him. I was like, what do you got? I'll take it.
Oh, man, maybe I can get a job.
Just being Vic.
My name's Vic.
Oh, somebody please send an ambulance to
188 Vic Road. Hot Bean Water Lane.
Okay, so our advertiser today is actually GSN, or wait.
HSN.
HSN.
Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network. Oh, yeah. Man, I got that confused with Gnome Shopping Network. Sorry.
Yeah. Whoops. That one's mostly about lawn items, but yeah.
No, still same deal.
Yeah.
So HSN is a proud supporter of Not Now Podcast, and if you were smarter, you'd be a supporter too.
Yeah.
Just like HSN.
Wisen the fuck up.
Yeah, because they're our huge company, and they want to give us their investments.
Yeah.
So that way we can really take hold of the investments and just vest our way through the inn.
I mean, the whole point of this episode was just to show you how well we move product.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So, come on. So, like, what do you got to lose? Like, a rare coin?
If you didn't want to buy at least three products from this podcast, yeah,
Vic would sell them all to you.
Yeah, Vic would sell them all in a heartbeat. A heartbeat, like a heart attack. He'd get them out quick. You'd flatline. That's how quick you buy.
That actually gives you more time. Because the normal heartbeat's just like, and a heart, like a flatline is just like, it goes on indefinitely.
It's kind of like a water balloon, but instead of water, it's filled with talcum powder. Just done.
Really dusty. Yeah. Oh, right. So the Home Shopping Network just realized that we had so many people, we could buy our own products. We could buy their products. We prank called them a lot. They weren't too happy about that. But then they turned around.
They came around.
When we said we'd do a whole goddamn episode just so they didn't sue us.
Yep.
And that's how they funded us.
Yeah, by not suing us. Yes. So if you look at it in that light,
we made a fortune.
Yeah, we're not minus, you know, 200 grand.
Yeah, we're plus.
We're back zero. In the black, baby. Yeah, back in the black. What? That's what? Yeah. The black, the red. You don't want to be
hit
the red.
The sack.
If you know anything about stock, just take stock in this episode. Oh,
we could make stocks. Just like corn stocks.
Yeah.
Salt. Buy our stock.
Or bean stocks.
Yeah, bean stock. Hot coffee beans.
Okay, so if you guys have been enjoying this episode, make sure that you get in touch with us.
On Facebook.
But not by touching us.
Yeah, not. Don't touch us.
Yeah.
But private space. But anyways, you can find us at Facebook. We have a brand new page at Not Now Podcast at Facebook. And we also have our email, notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also like or comment on wherever you're listening to this too. I'm sure that your rating would get us a boost. Introduce us to new people. Yeah. And ruin their lives too.
Yeah, spread the disease.
Spread the disease. You just got to bite them.
You're just a conduit.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't bite them.
Don't,
okay.
Yeah, just sneeze on them.
Yeah, just sneeze on them. Just enough.
That'll do it.
Just run up to them, scream something about hot bean water, and run away.
Yeah, do that thing where you're like, not now, and then they'll get it. They'll catch the bug.
They'll catch the bug. They'll say, what are you thinking about? Not now.
Yeah. And you run off in the sunset. But anyways,
that's been our episode. Yeah. And we hope you guys enjoyed. If you didn't enjoy, that's fine.
That's fine. Because
we enjoyed, so.
Yeah, we'll enjoy it without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get your popcorn somewhere else. Get your jalapenos off on some other land.